Hey, it's Randy Miles, and in honor of Women's History Month, we are saluting some of the women that actually own franchises of McDonald's, and I am on the phone with one of my favorite, Marla Thrower. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine, Vandy. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. I am so excited because I think that I've been to every one of your locations.
Have you really? Wow, that says a lot.
Yeah, well, when you have kids and grandkids, you get to know where all the McDonald's are. So I know you have one on Wyoming, one on Livernois. When I worked downtown, I went to the one on Mack. And you have more, right?
Well, we have 14 in the Michigan area. We're located at both airports and outside the airport on Merriman.
Oh, wow.
And on Wayne Road. We have a couple on Rain Road and one or two on Ford Road as well.
Get out of here. I've probably been to those too.
Well, I've been in the business 30 years, so that's probably why you've been into one of my restaurants.
That is fantastic. Well, how did you actually become a McDonald's franchise owner?
Well, Randy, my husband and I started the business over 30 years ago. Mm-hmm. And we participated in a program that the NAACP had, which was called the Fair Share Program, which allowed minorities to get in touch with franchises. And so we left our corporate jobs to do our own thing.
Wow. Well, as a woman being an entrepreneur and having a franchise as big as McDonald's, what kind of challenges have you come up against?
Well, we've had our share of challenges. Mine in particular was trying to balance my children. I have four children in the business and balancing their little lives early on, then trying to, you know, be on top of the operations and the marketing and the payrolls and that kind of thing, all the operational things.
Yeah. You have to kind of get in a zone with one and then the other because sometimes those two don't mix.
Absolutely. You put one on hold and run into the other one and then put the hat back on and run into the business side. So it is challenging to be a mom and to be a businesswoman at the same time.
But I love the fact that you are doing it. And of course, in recognition of Women's History Month, we want to salute you. And if you have any advice for any women that want to be entrepreneurs, especially starting out like in a restaurant kind of business, what can you tell them?
Well, I can tell them that, first of all, you want to be financially sound because you want to be able to sustain yourself in the business and not get into something and then find that you don't have the finances to cover the things that are going to come up unexpectedly and things that you plan on. You got to stick to your business plan. And I would say save your money, invest, and diversify if you can.
Yeah, that's great advice. That's fantastic advice. Listen, I have had the opportunity to check out that new spicy. I know I'm talking about food because I can't help it. But the spicy chicken sandwich. Oh, my gosh, that is so good.
Oh, let me tell you, Randy, we have pulled out all the things in our book to make this an exciting chicken sandwich. It tastes delicious.
It's good.
It's a chicken filet with pickles and butter, and it's on a toasted potato roll. It is excellent. I can't decide which one I like. We have a spicy chicken, and then we have a deluxe chicken that has lettuce and tomatoes on it and mayo.
Yeah.
So, you know, I just have tried all three, and I don't know which one I like the best.
Well, I got to tell you, the deluxe is my jam with light mayo.
All right.
Well, it is fantastic. And I know that you have some other new launches coming up for the spring and summer, too, right?
Yeah, very exciting. We're going to have Frozen Coke and Frozen Fanta, which is something new for us. We'll have the blue raspberry flavors and the wild cherry flavors, and it's going to run all summer long. So we're excited about that. You can look for that around May.
Fantastic. Well, I'm looking forward to that as well. Fanta is one of my favorites and blue raspberry. So I guess I'm just going to be making a lot of trips to your franchise establishments.
We would love that. Thank you. McDonald's, they've been around a long time, and we make sure that we're putting out the right product so that people can enjoy them.
Absolutely. Well, Marla Thrower, thank you so much. Thank you for what you are doing for women's history as well.
And thank you, Randy, because what you're doing, I appreciate it so much. You're uplifting the community, especially at a time like this. So God bless.
God bless you,
and too. Just thank you so much.